Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Thank you, an F-Tiro, last year's Play-Doh champion.
Hard to believe, a month and a half left on it.
I know, and then we got to switch it up. And we've already got a full up 30. We closed Play-Doh yesterday.
Man, we didn't even hit it that much.
No, it makes me nervous that there were that many bad bands ready. We'll see. It makes me nervous. Toledo's got all 30. We are locked down on Play-Doh. No extras, no nothing. Got an email from a guy just a second ago and said, John, you son of a bitch. You're hitting a nerve this morning. I didn't realize how great it was to be divorced and only see those things every other weekend.
Things.
These are his kids. He goes, but my wife lives with her mother, whose health is compromised, so I've been stuck with him for the last 4 months. Oh, finally got him back in school, and a little bit of normal came back into my life. But now you saying this, cringing like a Vietnam veteran. Oh. They're coming back. You had him. Got two options. Stick with it or you end up in jail. And again, you got to deal with
that. I am in jail.
Miserable giggle. Jail doesn't sound so bad sometimes to me when I see the lifestyle. It's pretty awful.
There are times, yeah, depending on age,
that you want to kill them?
Oh, yeah.
At least
I appreciate
he's honest.
Your honesty. Yeah, I really do. I think that's nice. That's a good thing. It's time to get incredibly honest right now. Yesterday, I was watching the NFL Network, and Hannah Storm, and what's the girl with the great big eyes that, forgot her name, Andrea Kramer.
Oh.
I didn't know this, but do you know
those are big eyes.
Yeah, she got big eyes. Yeah. That those two were going over Thursday Night Football. You got the Seahawks and the Cardinals. It's a hell of a game. Got a huge game tomorrow night. This is a big one, right? 6-3 each. The NFC West is a lot of people saying it's the best division in football. You got the future of football of Kyler Murray. Everybody's losing their minds over him. The current of football and Russell Wilson, who's trying to hold his team together with dentine and string. And he's good enough to do it. That's the scary part. You got the Rams breathing down everybody's neck. And I'm watching Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm talking about the game, and I'm like, first off, haven't seen either of these ladies in years. Hannah Storm, basketball, most of the time. She does some stuff. I remember she got burned up by a barbecue. And I see Andrea Kramer. Usually she's talking to somebody with no arms who just power lifted like 3,000 pounds on that HBO Real Sports show. She finds a cripple who can lift weights and then follows him around for a couple of weeks and does a story
and
about
turns it over to Bryant.
Did you know, and I didn't know this, that these two ladies are the play-by-play and color analysts of NFL football, Yahoo?
I did not.
So no. It's not all the time, but evidently, tomorrow they'll be doing the Cardinals and Seahawks game there if you watch online. Finally, the screams of the fans have been answered of, you know what I wish I could hear during a football game? Two middle-aged women talking.
There's
said no fans ever. So it's time to be completely honest with this. We're not allowed to say, and by the way, not very good at it. Not very good at all. But I hate Jonathan Vilma. He's a new one. I think he took Dan Fouts' place for CBS. He's awful. He's just awful at calling a game. I can say that freely and say Jonathan Vilma sucks, and he plays favorites, and he's an idiot, and he says things like, there are phrases like, you know, he's catch a tiger by the toe. Yeah. And he mixes up little things here and there, and, you know. Oh, he really kicked himself in the foot on that one. No, dumbass, that's not the phrase. He mixes metaphors. He's just bad at it. But you can say that because he's a guy. Vilma sucks. Dan Fouts sucked. I hated Dan Fouts calling games. Hated him. You say it about a woman, you're a sexist. You're an awful person. Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm suck at calling football games. Because, again, I watch football to not hear ladies talking. Football is the break between meals and sex. That's basically what it is. So there's a time when I'm like, you know, I'm going to go watch football for a little bit. The last thing I need is two women in their 50s chatting the entire game.
Well, see, you can't afford to miss that block there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, what does Andrea Kramer know
there's
about the
one
trenches?
On college football, and oh, I don't know her name.
Beth
and, I, and that was the first time. Well, it wasn't Beth. It was someone else.
Jesus,
and
no.
I heard it last Saturday. And yeah.
I don't
it
really
sets
mind
it back a little bit.
One.
It's weird.
Like, I've gotten to the point where, all right, you can have a lady doing one thing. I still don't want to hear a woman talking during sports. Sorry. I'm just going to be honest. I'm with every other guy. I don't know where the clamoring came from the NFL fan base to say, what we need is a couple of ladies' opinions right now. Never. In the history of sports, we said, you know what women never want? Dudes chiming in.
At Ulta?
That aren't super gay.
Right.
Like me and you, Rich, go over to, you know, like just the dressing room and start telling ladies what's wrong with their fashion. So
yeah.
Here's what I think you should be. What do you know about fashion? You're a middle-aged.
First of all, it doesn't matter when we say things like that because they're going to go in and change five more times anyway.
Right, but a middle-aged heterosexual male is not going to stand with a buddy of his and start telling them what fashion is.
Yep.
They won't pay attention to it. And they'd have every right to say, I don't turn to you two for this.
How fast they would be off, too, because, man, that outfit's a waste of time. How dare you?
Because <Right. laughs> well, you know what we would do as middle-aged men is need to unzip that a little bit and show some more can. Why are you hiding that whole thing?
You're just gross. Is that all you think about is sex?
We'd get into a fight.
Mind if
they'd be right. But when we say, I don't want to hear two middle-aged women telling me about the Cardinals and the Seahawks first place battle. I want like a dude who used to play who might have CTE, and then another guy who went to a broadcast school and has loved football since he was four, not some diversity program.
You mind if I change things up? You can change anytime you want. Fired.
Right. And it puts every guy in a pickle of saying, I have to like them. Another guy can't sit back and say something to Andrea Kramer and goes, nice outfit tonight, Andrea. You're looking good. But I did watch on the NFL Network the other day, everybody go crazy over Maurice Jones-Drew's because you can only see half of him. He had this cool shirt and jacket. And they were like, man, you looking sharp today. Now, what they really wanted to say was this MJ Acosta lady that's on the NFL. She dresses great.
Yep.
But you can't say a thing about, man, that dress, you are wearing the hell out of that dress today. But they said it to Maurice Jones-Drew, and she was in on that. But what they wanted to say was, your ass is on fire in that red dress, MJ. You look unreal. Anyway, Steelers taking on the Jags this Sunday. Not allowed to do it. So they want equality, and everybody wants it to all be equal and all this stuff. But it's not, and it never will be. When's the last time you said, you know what, I'm going to call my mom and see what she thinks about this football game I'm watching? We never turn to that.
Maybe in a year from now, 2 years from now. Johnny Weir did a great job with that game.
I like Johnny Weir.
I know.
I don't like ice skating, though.
But
here's the
what
thing.
If he gets into the football?
Yeah,
they bring
that's
him
my
into the
point.
Football.
If Johnny Weir started to do stuff, you're like, you don't know anything about this. This is a ploy to make me uncomfortable. So I put, like, it's all traps for dudes to say bad things. Like I'm saying right now, and I don't care. I don't want that. And I'm speaking for, there's dudes everywhere right now in their cars going, just preach, brother. I can see Brett's one of them. Brett's kept his mouth shut, but he's doing it. None of us want it. And I don't. And we do kind of go, oh, great. And now I can't
expand
say
expand the audience.
But that's only in the streaming platform, right? Like
right.
On
but
Yahoo.
That's the...
hey, it's coming.
That's
maybe the people
one,
at Fox are just like, right on. Nobody's going to be streaming tonight.
Right.
Fox worked.
Yep. Look at MJ Acosta's outfits. She looks great.
Hmm.
And she does it. Yesterday she had one on, and she starts like kind of swaying when she talks. She's beautiful. But you can't do it. And if you're in mixed company or you're at Hooters, you can't... like scream what I scream all the time when Dan Fouts calls. What the f*** are you talking about, Fouts? You're a mora. You can't do that to Andrea Kramer. People think you're sexist. So it takes away part of the fun, too.
Gary Danielson.
Who's that?
He's the old quarterback.
The old quarterback.
he's one of the old group. Stuff that,
he's like Fouts.
He does a lot of college football now.
Oh, I don't watch college.
Yeah,
so
Danielson was the quarterback for the Lions.
Years. That guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
That's why nobody knows
again,
him.
Exactly.
That's like having a woman in the booth. Yeah. He doesn't know anything about pro football. And no, you don't have to play.
That's a great shot.
That's the one. She's beautiful. Like, MJ Acosta's gorgeous. You can't say a thing about it. You could never look at her like they do every time. It was Greg Jennings. Nate Burleson makes a whole career out of looking fantastic, and everybody comments on him. Nate, you got swag, man. You're crushing that suit today, got to tell you. MJ Acosta rolls out in that pink dress you got up on the TV right now. Not a soul says a thing about how she's just crushing that.
She knows what the hell she's doing.
Of course she does. Carissa Thompson 100%. Admitted it.
That ad that she runs for Carissa?
Oh, yeah. But she flat out admitted. She goes,
I have to study all the teams. There's 1,500 players.
I use my sexuality to get ahead, and I also have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I appreciate that. Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer calling a football game. That's like when me and Brady did the arena leagues together. We had no business up there. We made a joke out of it. Brady and I called arena football or Arizona Rattlers football online broadcast. For a year or so. Toledo was the in-house announcer for a game, but they were just like, you're putting people to sleep somehow or another just by saying first down. Toledo was like, I didn't hear it as badly as everybody else, but everybody said he's terrible at it.
People just hate him.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, let's welcome the Arizona Rattlers. Boo! Not the team, you! Wow!
Toledo was hated. The actual script.
Damn.
I'm just reading the script.
Yeah, that's all he was doing. He wasn't even making up words on his own. He wasn't improvising. That pass complete. First down.
Brings up third down.
Your voice.
I don't have the voice, first of all, but you.
Your voice is ambient.
Rich, attendance is down.
But you couldn't do it to a woman.
Nope.
If a woman's like, first down, Rattlers. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, woman. People. I think I'm sexist. We are sexist a little bit about our sport. And it's going to start creeping in. Next thing you know, Andrea and Hannah will be doing the Super Bowl.
Who was the in the arena football? That LSU quarterback that was gigantic.
He was Kentucky.
Pillsbury Throw Boy.
Yeah. Well, no, but we had the
Jared
Lorenzo. LSU quarterback.
Oh.
It was before.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he ballooned up.
Yeah.
And we were making fun of how fat
he
was.
The whole time.
Yeah, that's the whole game.
His pads didn't fit.
Yeah, we were talking about how fat he was
like
the entire game.
Shoulder pads
It was
on.
Probably the best broadcast arena football's ever had. But we didn't know what we were doing, and we said so immediately. I would appreciate if Hannah and Andrea were like, we're just a couple of girls watching a ball game. Got no idea what's really going on down there. I've never been hit
called
by
anybody. Called timeout. Went to get a couple of Hot Pockets. Going back and figuring out the play.
I would appreciate, wives of NFL players calling the game because at least they can say, when he's on time, like, the weight that man, when he lays down on you, I would appreciate that because at least she's been under him. She's been on the bottom of the pile. Kramer and Storm. And they're breaking the game down. Like, they're terrible. This is awful. Why are they doing this? And they said, well, you can hear us tomorrow as we call the game on. I'm like, oh, no.
What are the keys to the game, Hannah?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't know. I'd appreciate that. I don't know. Let's just see what happens. You can know football. I just don't want to hear from you. Beth? Sorry, I got mad at a girl who used to work here. Always.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Beth McDonald. It's like, okay.
Look, ladies, it's going to take a lot longer than this for any of us to want to hear from you about football. It's almost a turnoff. You know, it's almost like you've infiltrated my cave as a man. Like, I've got this little cave, and I'll invite you in, but don't barge in. This is my thing. Like, the same way you have curves and whatever it is you do with all your lady friends. We never went in their groups.
I've got an all-women's group.
Never see guys with picket signs outside, let me in. Never, ever, ever.
You can cheer for the team, you can do all, but don't start analyzing.
Yeah, don't start coming in here telling me how this is going. I got mad at Jeremy. I don't want to hear. You don't know anything about the Steelers. Don't start acting like you do. People who aren't fans of the team I watch that are all of a sudden, man, the Steelers look like... I'm like, get off. Go away. Guys, I'm just like, stop it. Go watch your team. This is your time to escape.
Whoa, 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 guys. Lorenzen's dead. How about a little respect?
No, Brady brought him up.
Man.
That wasn't who I was talking about.
Yeah. Even though that's who I thought of, too, because the Pillsbury Throwboy is the greatest nickname.
He went straight to
the
big show.
Could you imagine calling any women that nickname? Ooh. The Pillsbury Throwboy? Because he was so fat? if in the WNBA you had a big fat girl and you nicknamed her the Pillsbury Throwboy. Hilarious. Because dudes can take it.
Preach it, John.
Thank you.
Where's your drive-through sermon?
Yeah, this is it. We have to have... No, I can't go face-to-face with you right now with COVID, but I'm willing to bash all these stupid... Oh, and then here's the other thing. In the name of diversity, which is, by the way, by definition, the opposite of what I'm about to mention, they're celebrating the game that's coming up here in the NFL that will have an all-African-American referee team. Like, there won't be anybody but African-Americans reffing the game.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm like, that's the opposite of diversity. And they're like, diversity, a new benchmark. I'm like, no, that's exclusivity.
It is.
And I'm fine with, don't celebrate the fact that now if a white guy's in there, you're like, whoa, now you've screwed up everything. No, that's diversity. What about Asians? What about Mexicans? What about Indian people? Like, that's diversity. And I get it. But you know, what you're going to see is like, you're going to hear Chris Collinsworth say it. So like, Al, have you noticed that all the calls are rhyming tonight when the ref starts talking? That's pretty impressive. And the ball gets back to the line really fast.
Another late call.
Yeah. Al, that guy was late on that, and here comes the ref. He spotted the ball. He's late with that one, too. I'm not saying anything more, Al.
Chris, what's happening?
Al, they're fast. That ball was picked off by a referee. They're starting to play back. Yeah, that's the opposite of diversity. No one should clamor for, the all-white referee. We never, as white people, celebrated that, did we? Screamed it out. It's all white and it's great. That's the opposite of diversity. I'm glad that we include people now, but let's not make it so we include so much we exclude.
Has that been an exclusion? The referees?
I never knew about it.
Yeah.
I've never known the ethnic diversity of my referee group, ever.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Good. The black is...
Right.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's an all-black crew. Today's the day that the blacks get all the calls. Has there been a problem with that, where white guys are flagging black guys more often?
You notice just, he's not doing it anymore, but Hercules, he's got a son there, I think.
Yeah, Hercules' kid's in
pipes,
there.
Now there's a couple more refs that have hit the weights.
Yeah.
Notice.
There's some bigger dudes out there.
Yeah.
You're going to see it. A
couple ladies.
Yeah, that bothers me. Not a fan of that.
They were showing the one warming up the other day, and she was like jazzercise.
In her ponytail?
Before the game.
Yeah. I see the ponytail lady run out every once in a while with the ball, and I'm like, ugh. Yes, I'm a sports sexist. I look, ladies, if you built the greatest golf course of all time, I just made a beautiful course and said it's a ladies-only course, you would never see guys outside of it picketing. We'd just build one exactly like it. We would make our own.
And better.
And we'd add some stuff. Yes. Like, there's a couple flaws we can fix. That's
first
a good
of all,
golf
you're talking course. About something impossible.
Right, I know.
Never build one.
Not going to happen. We'd have to build a course. All right. These are the texts that I wasn't expecting, but I'm going to read anyway. This one came. I'm not going to say who said, John, women can do a job any man can do. Woman can do any job a man can do and just as well, as long as that man is a complete Yeah, see, this is how we really think. And it has nothing to do with you as people. It's just you barged into our cave. I love inviting you in. That's kind of our thing.
I mean, when you talk about, like, the exclusivity on clubs.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the point, like, the Columbus Club in Ohio for years, up until, I don't know, the 80s.
Right.
Women were not allowed to walk in the front door.
Right. Which you should just either not have them in there at
all.
Walk
through the front door,
right.
And they have to go to the side door.
But their mistake was they cracked a door. They should have just kept them all shut.
Yeah.
And so this is all we're doing. You can't come in.
Well,
and then we'll have ladies' night. You can pop in with us when we invite you. But they cracked the door and said, you can't come in the front. Well, then that's degrading. Now you've degraded people. You're allowed in, but through a separate entrance.
They
shouldn't have allowed them in.
The stag bar.
Right. And what do they do with that? All those doors are locked.
It's catching some heat.
You're not coming in. Right. Of course it is. But if the ladies had women's bar, Crafts, go nuts.
They do.
Nobody's. They do? They have a woman's only place?
Well, yeah.
Dudes can't go in. We wouldn't try. Yeah.
They should build another one.
We wouldn't even think about going in there. Ever. There's certain things that you should want to do alone or with your group of, like, girls.
Even if the you know, at the club, the most part, if the girls are there and they have their three foursomes and they're all at the table,
yeah.
Rarely is there a guy, let me get in on this one.
Right. Well, yeah, never. Has Ronnie ever said, hey, me and about 10 girls are going to go out to lunch. Want to come?
Yeah.
Your first thought is, that sounds like the world's worst lunch.
No, I always clarify. Going to lunch. Who are you going to lunch
yeah.
with?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great idea.
Who am I getting in?
Four or five the Hens? Future friends?
No,
no,
thank you.
I'll bow.
I just say, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Oh, you're in it.
That just sounds awful. But they know you're not going to go, too. That's why they throw those names out there.
Exactly.
Me and Lisa and Becky and Tracy, we're all going to lunch. Want to come?
Absolutely not.
Awful.
Why?
Because within a minute, somebody's going to bring up a period. You guys can't help yourselves. A vagina chat will come out, and it'll be the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life. And it's just not that entertaining. You guys have fun together. I think that's great. But it's like, you know, no thanks.
It's healthy.
It's great for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great for us.
Yep.
To have our moments. But again, invite me, and maybe I'll go. But I'm not going to barge in on your girl party. Just don't barge in on ours, Andrea Kramer. Hannah Storm. Know your role. That's what I'm saying. Guys don't do it. We don't start bashing into that.
I might check it out tonight. Yahoo?
Yeah.
That'll be playing
tomorrow,
in the bitch barn, huh?
Tomorrow. Yeah, the bitch barn will have the Yahoo feed up.
I don't know how to do that.
Kirby can.
I'll have to ask
Don't worry about it. The person in charge of the bitch barn will. Hand it over, Daddy. You don't know what you're doing with all these electronics. I want to hear Hannah and Andrea talk about football. Has anyone said that phrase ever? Hey, what do Hannah and Andrea think about the game? It doesn't even matter who Hannah and Andrea are.
They did a great job.
Did you hear what Hannah said about the football? No!
How many comments are going to be, just had to stream the game with the sound off.
I'd sooner listen to Alec and Caleb from the Shriners call the game. They've got as much experience on an 100%. NFL field, as much knowledge about the whole thing.
With the adorable jerseys they're wearing.
Fritz's first impression.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's cold. They drape him with those giant jackets. It's like the blanket.
Poor Caleb.
That was a heck of a hit there, Alec. I don't know how he didn't break every bone in his body like I have two times over just from the wind.
The Bayos.
Second down for the Bayos. Their quarterback is terrible.
I can't walk and I'm better than him.
I would watch that all day. But, yeah, I don't want to see this. I'm a sports sexist. And I'm proud of it. And you know what I get most of the time when I bring stuff up like this? Women emailing me going, I hate it too. Who is the one screaming for it?
Right.
Where is this group of people saying this has to happen?
Where does the research show if it does?
Well, I know what the research says is we want to tap an audience that doesn't watch.
Right.
They want to get women. Yep. And they think that's the way to do it. There's a group of women who don't watch the game.
Well,
and they're like, how? And they're, because the football's marketing genius is everybody is in play. They're not niching. They're not going for a certain group anymore. They're going for everyone.
They've done a great job on the accessories and the clothing.
Oh,
and stuff
that
like
was
that.
The first
That's
step
the
when
thing
I knew
that
we
works.
Were in trouble.
Whether or not doing the play by play is bringing more women to the table.
Well, you look at the WNBA numbers. And basically, women hate the WNBA more than men. The core audience of the WNBA is women. But the people who don't watch, when they did studies on why don't you watch, like 78% of men said, I'll peek at it, but I don't want to watch it. And like 93% of women said, no interest at all. So they're not even, like Charlie's Angels, when Elizabeth Banks said, men just don't want to watch strong women. I'm like, hey, by the way, nobody went to the movie. Women didn't go see your movie either. It wasn't like there were lines and throngs and gaggles of chicks outside that Charlie's Angels for Women, Ghostbusters for Girls. It wasn't like the ladies couldn't wait to support each other in this all-female endeavor. Nobody went, and then they blamed us for not going. Oh, they're all sexist. I'm like, wait a second. Girl Ghostbusters had no chance of being as good as the one I know. It had everything to do with them being women.
Yep.
And it seemed like you were trying to force me to like something, and you didn't make a very good movie. And then they said, well, men won't watch strong women. I'm like, neither will women. So start spewing that out, and then maybe we'll have a talk. But until then, girl, that last Charlie's Angels that Elizabeth Banks was mad about, there was a girl director. I wrote it. We put girls in power. Had a girl, Charlie. Had all the girls were power. And men just wouldn't go. I'm like, women are in charge of the movies, by the way. I hate to break it to everyone. I mean, up until COVID. I don't know about you guys, but it was always up to what they wanted to see. And occasionally you'd sneak in like, I want to go to this. All right. And she'd give you one. For the most part, you're going to see the one that they agree to see. Or you're going with your pals. Like Brady and I could go see something stupid like Undercover Brother. I wasn't going to talk
Rambo 12.
I was never going to talk. Oh, Rambo, I have to see with you. I'd never talk her into it. She had bad dreams about Rambo to the point now where I think she might need a pill. And she can't see that. Rambo changed it so where she can't see cartoon blood and it makes her nauseous. That last Rambo where he was just awesomely murdering everyone. I don't know if it was the last one or the one before.
One before that.
One before.
Yeah. Oh. Have you seen the one where he's in the tunnel? He's taking on the cartels?
No. Oh, no. That was the very last. That was the Mexico one. Yeah. I haven't seen the Mexico one.
There's some good
Because
good
I don't want to see it. He killed.
Good action or some good killing?
Both.
Yeah. He murdered almost all of South Vietnam again in that one before the Mexico one.
Yeah.
And he did it with point-blank 50 cal shots.
We won this time.
Yeah. He took Vietnam back. No. All we needed was that dude getting mad, and that was it. And it was the bloodiest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I loved every second of it. But I can't talk Megan into going to that stuff. I can't. Want to go to the movies?
Well, sure. What do you want to see?
That new Rambo?
Nope.
We're not going to that. So, ladies, you're in charge of the movie choice almost. It's probably 80-20.
It's at the IMAX.
Yeah, we still have to agree to it. You can't drag us to all crap. But, like, it has to be an agreeable situation. You can't. Women make the choice. So that Charlie's Angels argument and women want to see this. And the NFL's off on this one to me because the ladies that don't want to watch football don't want to watch football. And just because there's two girls talking about it doesn't mean they're all of a sudden interested.
John, you know what else I hate in life?
Here we go.
A dude on my golf drink cart.
What is that?
Oh yeah. I've never seen that.
Where?
Yeah.
Where's this gay golf course?
Where am I not golfing?
What bad management is putting a man out in the golf? That's part of golf is
it really helps you
get out there, toots. Yeah.
The best part of the cart girl is the discussion after she leaves of how old we think she might be. Is it appropriate to talk about this?
What was it, one of the dudes you golfed with about her grill being all messed
up? Oh, yeah, that was an awful day.
Oh, man.
That was terrible.
To her face?
So Bert,
oh,
I'm golfing with Brendan Donnelly, former baseball player, Brady, and were we with Shane? I don't know. We're at this tournament thing.
Fourth.
Brendan is hilarious. And Brendan and I discovered after his World Series and all of his fun and his career in baseball and talking, I'm like, I don't know what it is about you. You're familiar, man. I think the same thing about you, but who knows? I did so many drugs. I'm like, all right. Driving along, and we discover that we played Little League Baseball in Albuquerque, New Mexico together.
Oh, wow.
We were on the and he spent the night at my house and pissed his pants once. So Brett, I'm like, I know you. Like, we know each other from the 18 months I lived in New Mexico. You were one of my friends.
Jeez.
How did it all go so wrong? Like, here I am, some fart joke machine, and you're a professional athlete. I was better than you. He was a huge kid, though. He's like 8 playing with 12-year-olds. So anyway, we're there. So we start like having these weird moments, bonding all over this thing. I haven't talked to him forever. We didn't bond that much, evidently. So we're driving along in the car.
It took some interesting
turns. Car girl comes up. It did take some interesting turns. Car girl comes up. And Donnelly had just moved here. So he's sitting with me in the cart. And car girl was older and had some... Anyway.
Good customer service.
Yeah, she's a good lady. So Brendan says, hey, I just moved in town here, and you guys got a good dentist? And I'm like, oh, I got a great dentist. Really good. You'll love it. I said, what? He goes, I don't know. Maybe you should give this lady your dentist's card. Her teeth were just
5 feet away.
Mess. Oh, 5 feet. She was from me to Toledo. He was getting I'll never forget what he got. An oats and honey granola Nature Valley bar, and he's holding it up and he's cracking it while he tells me, why don't you give this lady that dentist card then? And he walks away, and I'm standing there with money staring at her like, I'm so sorry.
I cried.
Oh.
I left.
It was
crying,
horrible.
Weeping.
Horrible. And she just stood there with that big picket fence after a tornado smile. Looking at me like, what did he say? I'm like, you don't want to know. It's okay.
Here's $100.
Here's a stick of wood as a tip. Go get them, Beavs.
I noticed there's no birch trees.
I got back in the car, and it's hard to make me do that. What was that? Did you see the grill on? Yes, I did. And that's why I didn't say anything.
We all
saw it. You're the only one who brought it up. Somebody needs to tell her. And I'm like, yes, probably a family member.
Not you.
Not you. I don't care.
Clearly.
But a man? I'd rather take the Black & Decker P-Wrecker than a man serving me drinks on the golf course. That's not how it's supposed to be. But I guarantee I know one thing about that golf course. The head pro's a woman. The person in charge of hiring is a woman. And she's putting dudes out there. Because that's part of golf. The cart girl is at the very least identifies as a female. Right? I mean, that's like the lowest bar you can set for cart girl. And that's like golfing at Shalimar's 9-hole. They've also got soccer golf next to it. That, you know, I'll take that. Embarrassing. We had Barb over at the Biltmore. Barb's been looping drinks for, I don't know, I'm going to throw 64, 65 years out. It's been most of her life.
Started in
the 20s. Yeah, when Hoover came and played golf at the Biltmore.
And one in plus fours.
That's right. When she was out there on the Adobe course with Roosevelt and rolling him around. She's toting beverages and like tonics.
Horrible slice.
Yeah, tonics,
John, you
and
remember
like
that?
Black licorice. That's all she had.
You remember that one asshole years ago, the dude who was suing Hooters for a job?
Yes. And everybody said, what
an
asshole.
That's
yeah. But now it's the opposite. Remember when Brett went out that one time and that one lady, and I said, is she good? We're trying to set Brett up.
God,
is she good
no.
looking? Oh, God, no. She's a big girl. And standing right next to her. Brett's got a little bit of that in him.
No, not me.
Yeah, and then she came later, and
to the beer, to
she
the,
loved
to the
you.
Easter
I know, and I was waiting to get a beer thrown in my face, and I was expecting it. I'm like,
she
I deserve it,
so
100%.
Nice.
Oh, I know. She bought me a beer, for God's sakes.
Know. Yeah?
She spit in it.
You want her over?
Well, it's possible. No, I actually watched the guy pour it.
Yeah. She didn't spit in it. She swallows everything.
Wow.
That girl eats. Her own spit has calories.
Shots 5 years later.
I don't know what she is. She's probably pre-diabetic. I don't know. She's got it now. Bottom line is, I'm a sports sexist, and I'm somebody who's actually aware of the definition of the word diversity. And again, as a fan, I don't know that anybody was like, you know, we need more of white refs. I don't see when Jerome Bugar is the head referee of a game, that it changes anything about the game. And I think that's the diversity and the acceptance we need. Referees don't have color. In fact, they are their uniform. They're just black and white. I don't care what they are. I don't see the calls. I hate them no matter what color they are. They never, ever, ever does TJ Watt get a hold call for him. Like, he's always getting his head ripped off, and nobody ever throws a flag on him. Same with James. Everybody thinks that about their own team. Their own team's got a guy. I'm sure yours is Khalil Mack. Every time he rushes, you're like, they're holding Mack. They never get a flag. Ben never gets a call on roughing the passer. All he's gotten a couple of the last few weeks, finally. But
you don't want him to necessarily stick out, the referees.
No.
Because now, with so much heat that comes upon of making a wrong call, I mean, could you imagine the game is on the line, and it's one of the newer, like, it's the female ref that makes that call, and she gets the blame? I wouldn't want to put that on anyone.
I don't want to put it on anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think unless you've got some hillbilly, it's like, the reason that call was so bad is because he's black. You're not swinging that guy's mind with an all-black crew anyway. It's not like you're changing the world. I wouldn't bring up what race the referees are ever. You know what the
you're
best
putting,
story?
You're putting more pressure on them.
The best
because
story
because setting up for
maybe.
That. The all crew. Oh, look at this crew.
I guess.
Called a horrible game.
You put a spotlight on it.
And there's a reason why.
And now it's like, any mistakes? It's like, well, that's because.
Yep.
The best story in sports history, maybe, is the 72 Pirates, 71 Pittsburgh Pirates. When they looked around, nobody noticed until somebody on the bench, and I think it was Doc Ellis, said, everyone on our team playing right now is black. Pitcher's black, the catcher's black, everybody in the field is black. They didn't even know it.
Right.
It had to, they kind of,
playing a game.
They were an amazing baseball team, but it was the first time anybody had fielded 9 players, all African American, and they didn't make a big stink out of it until after when they said, hey, you know what we realized in the middle of this? Our entire team that plays, when Doc pitches and when this other guy pitches, is the whole field is black guys.
No, and they were, and they finally, diversity.
Well, no, that was a moment where they're like, hey, we've come a long way. We don't even notice this anymore. That's a good thing. When you don't notice race, that's the goal. But noticing it isn't diversity. It's what it used to be.
They're all black. I hope you noticed that.
Like, that's what we're supposed to not notice.
Well, I'm going to shout it at you anyway.
I'm going to tell you that it's all black.
Okay. You just lit a fire under all the racists in the South. If they have that moment where there's no pass interference call and this game goes the wrong way.
Look out.
Look what you just did. But at least it'll be called by two middle-aged women. Because that's what men want from their sports. Their aunts talking about the game the entire time. One aunt, maybe, but I got to ask her over. Brady, if Ronnie said that her and her friend were going to watch football together at your house, where would you go?
To the man cave.
You'd block a door and hide from that.
Man cave.
Yeah.
They're in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably already in there watching.
If they've already set their reservation.
My point is, would you go?
To watch, she said, I'm bringing a friend
over to watch.
She's having
a bunch of girls over to watch the Packers play the Vikings.
First time.
I want to see how it goes, right?
Yeah. Because
but it becomes a weekly thing. Are you doing it?
Probably not.
Nobody wants that.
Because it'll turn into more work than anything.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, it just if it's you and your friends.
Yeah.
You know, and she's hanging around. She's gonna. You just feel like you want to help out. You want to make sure they're having.
Oh, you're gonna
hosting.
Serve them.
Yeah.
To become their butler? My God, this bitch
Look at Benson over there.
You never know what happens, you know? Hey, I like the server.
Yeah. Oh, you really? Oh, so you're fishing.
Here's my number.
Yeah, you're fishing.
Look at this guy.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Swinging your dick around. So you sexualize it either way.
Can I get you some more Chardonnay, my lady?
Yeah, you got to go get
it. Are we out of Chardonnay? Open the Pinot Noir. Bruschetta's out.
Are we drinking? Yeah, that's what you do through the whole thing is cook bruschetta and make them wine because that's what you think they'd want, which is sexist in itself.
That's not football.
That's not sexist. That's what they want.
That's true. They don't want to admit that. They want pizza and beer. You don't want your wife to be a pizza and beer gal.
Ah, turn off.
Once in a while, but not like...
Every Sunday.
Swinging IPAs.
Girls are coming over.
Throwing in pats all the time. And the ladies are coming over. You go to Gutentag's house for that.
Can't stand it when Storm says that.
Right. Me too.
Yeah, let Gutentag go over there.
Idiots. It's Bic Shade.
All right, ladies. That's enough. Hey, you got to get a touchdown, man. We need a touchdown, Jay.
Now.
But, you know.
Oh, you dudes thought I was joking about the dude cart girl. No, Australia Mountain Golf Course. I even called him a cart girl.
Because he's a cart girl.
Right.
He is a cart girl. Absolutely. Of course he is.
You think he wants to take that cart out?
He's a cart girl. And that's fine if he wants to be that. But
Brett's the overnight girl.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Brett was the overnight girl. Yep. He took a girl's job, and we called him the overnight girl for 13 and a half years.
Technically, you still are.
True.
Yeah, technically, on paper, we can't really mention that he's not because we have a hiring freeze. Brett's really not part of anything right now.
So you're in limbo.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to make any moves.
I'm the taint right now. Right in the middle.
Who told him his nickname? I thought we agreed never to say it. Anyway, just throwing it out there because it's a little bit of a rant. But when I'm watching that yesterday, I'm like, I can mention how much I hate Fouts and Vilma, but I can't say that Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm suck without being sexist. So guess what? I'll beat you to the punch. I am sexist. When it comes to my sports, that's exactly what I am.
Just vote by not watching.
No, I wouldn't watch it anyway. I mean, I'd turn that off in a heartbeat. I mean, it's not the only option, and I understand you don't have to watch. But I just don't understand why it's a thing. Hannah Storm didn't want to call football her whole career until somebody said, they're not letting you. Hannah Storm was always doing desk work. That was where she wanted to be. She was good at it.
We'll pay you. Okay, I'll do it.
No, it's like you're not allowed to do it.
No, I want to.
Oh, God. Shouldn't have said that.
Don't worry, Brady Ray says. While your wife and the girls are in the bitch barn watching football, I'm sure you can watch Queer Eye in the rest of the house.
Yeah.
Marathon.
Yeah. Or just knock out that marathon of that beachfront bargain hunt Brady and I talked about. We all That's do it. Gay stuff.
You get locked Don't into invite that people show over and you're five episodes Too in good. Before you know it.
Oh, what are you thinking buying that one? Look at that Saltillo tile. It's awful.
Really? Or like how it's occasionally bad. Have to switch because in your budget, yeah. 95,000 out.
Yeah.
Out.
Like right now, tell me we're not all sexist. You have to go to a big, let's say it's a big swanky gala and you got nothing to wear. And Brady comes over to you or Dustin from KDKB and one of them wants to help you shop for a new suit. Who are you going with?
Sorry, Brady. I love
yeah,
you, but
you're out.
No, you're out.
I like my designers.
No offense taken.
Yeah, right. You're going to dress me like Barrel Boy, and Dustin's going to make me look great.
This powder blue looks good yeah. on you, Bert.
I want some fashion advice. I want my fashion advice flaming. I've seen Dustin's fella. The dude dresses to the nines.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Oh, he's got a bow tie.
Yep.
I want to figure. How did you do this?
I
went to that charity that my neighbors Troy and Michael were big in. 1 in 10, it's called. It's at risk LGBTQ kids, and like I went to support them. They're big in it. They've got a table, and you know we paid our way through and all that. And then you go, and you're like, this is amazing. Like, it's a great charity. And Brandon Lee, I talked to him about it. I'm like, it really is eye-opening to see how many people just a little bit confused in life go down a bad path because they can't talk to people. So this opens the door for a lot of folks. But I knew it was a big gay event. And I am a big, lunking heterosexual who can't dress himself for work. If it doesn't say Steelers on it, I usually think it's not very good.
You don't sell a leisure suit?
Nope. So I went out and
I didn't get invited.
Yeah, I went out and got myself what I thought would be a functional heterosexual outfit for a gay event.
Is that a category wow. when you go into yeah. Bruce Brothers?
It is when you're invited to one of these. Trust me.
Functional heterosexual
wear. It's all you think about. Because there's pressure. Now you finally know what it's like to be a girl going out. Like, I gotta look all right. They're going to tease me. I can't have big flaring pants. I can't do it. I'll get teased. So I went out and I got a pair of pants. Looks good pants. New shirt. I'm like, this shirt is just homosexual enough to get their attention and heterosexual enough that I can use it again for another thing. I showed up there and every one of these dudes looked like a 1970s couch blew up. I mean, their suits were unbelievably colorful and amazing. Every one of them. I was drab. It was like I was in black and white all day. And I thought I was in some sort of, all right, this is pretty risky gay stuff I'm pulling off.
You were trying to blend in.
Of course I was trying to blend in.
You were the token straight?
There were hundreds of them. This goes haywire on me. I don't want to stand out. I mean, if the big blowjob party starts, I want in. Heath's not one of us. I showed up there, and Michael even said, you look fantastic, except the shoes. First thing. And I'm like, the shoes? No. And he's been, the two of them come out, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, they look amazing.
Why didn't you just go next door and get approval before you left?
I went to their gay pool party a few days prior, and I said, I don't know what I'm going to wear. They just started giving me websites to great places to shop. Like, immediately, all of them had their phones out. Try this, this, this. They're sending me stuff. You'd look great in that and this and that.
And what do you take if you have a sore jaw? Because my jaw's really sore from the pool
party. I didn't ask that. That was not part of the call. I just massage it. I didn't need that much. Aspirin. Little aspirin should do it. Hey, guys, I got two questions for you, and you're going to help me a lot. But again, who am I asking? Who am I asking if I've got TMJ problems? Brady or Dustin?
I ain't got nothing, man.
I'm going down the road of expertise. Who do I talk to about PTSD? Brady? Or a guy with a sleeve pinned up to his shoulder and a hay hanging out of his mouth and got one eye just twitching at me. Like, I think you've been through the, I think you've been through the
ringer.
I'm going to ask you about PTSD. I'm not asking Brady. Yeah, one time they took a brisket away from me. All right, that's enough. You're just being a baby. That's not post-traumatic. That's just childish.
I've been through it. I just have these glasses.
You don't know. You were never in the me and Porkopolis. All right, settle down. Anyway, so there's that. I like a lot of stereotypes because a lot of them are true. Gay guys are better dressers. The positive ones we need to hang on to. Gay guys are fashion experts. They're good at it. Now, sometimes it gets a little overboard, and I wouldn't wear it as a straight fella, but they know exactly what line to go to. I mean, the stuff they were showing me online, this would be good. And you don't want to do this salmon suit. That's not for you.
But they could pull it off.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they did. There were a few suits in there, and like, I wish I could dress like that, but of course then I would have to be gay, because that's a gay guy's suit. Might as well have been a dress. It was so gay. I like that stuff. I like knowing. But bad stereotypes, they're out there for a reason, but you don't need to perpetuate those. But there's some good ones, too. Asians are good at math. I don't know. I'm sorry if that offends you. If you had a math test and your life depended on it, if you were in a Saw movie and you had to solve some math, and there's Brady, and then Quan Cuck is standing next to him, you're like, you can
ask one of these two people to help you
I got it. Okay, I'm ready. Don't even finish.
Hoy, hoy.
There will be blood. You can ask Brady, who has a sixth grade level math education.
I'll take Quan Cuck already. Let's speed the plot up.
I haven't even introduced Quan Cuck yet. Quan Cuck, who graduated from Stanford.
Of course he graduated from Stanford.
And he's 12.
At age 11.
He's a Stanford graduate. I knew it when you said his name was Quan Cuck.
You can call me Chris.
Of course I can call you Chris. Yeah, I will put Brady up against any stereotype and then put you in a scenario and say pick. You got a basketball game. I got a guy named Leroy Satchel Holmes or Brady Bogan. On paper, who do you choose? I'll take Leroy Satchel Holmes. Are you sure Brady? Yeah, I'm positive Brady Bogan is not going to be as good at basketball as Leroy Satchel Holmes. I'm taking my chances. Statistically, I'm knocking this out of the yard. Now, you'll be wrong every once in a while. A few years ago,
it's Leroy.
I said when the Suns had a choice between DeAndre Ayton and Luka Doncic,
right.
I'm like,
never take the European.
Never over a black guy named Deontay. DeAndre.
DeAndre.
Never. Now, you could be wrong, but statistically, nobody's going to yell at you for taking DeAndre over Luka. And Luka was 19 and white like milk. No way. Anyway. I just chose Leroy Satchel Holmes over Brady for pretty much every athletic endeavor. And I would lose in tennis. But if tennis came along, all right, your choice is Leroy Satchel Holmes or David Brady Bogan. Oh, pick, give me the white kid. that three-named white, he's either a serial killer or he's going to be awesome at tennis. That's a club kid name.
It's over.
Golf, swimming.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Would you like to play tennis with DeQuantum or Skyler? Skyler for me, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Skyler's on my team. DeQuantum scares me. I don't think we're going to win too many tennis matches. Stupid. But we all have it in our heads, though. Enough of that. Diversity is when you don't notice race. It's the opposite of what's being thrown at us through the news about what, all-black referee squad. Okay. I don't care. Does that make me racist that I absolutely don't care? I would prefer have... I don't know. Ah, it got me all fired up over that Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer game. I'm not even going to watch it. Because no one is. Nobody. Is the lingerie league still a thing?
I think it is.
Let Hannah and Andrea call those games.
They only have two games a year.
Yeah, we don't turn the sound on for that anyway.
Hear what they're talking about. Anyway. That's my rant for today. I apologize if it offended anyone, but I have a feeling I've got a lot more supporters than I do detractors. Comments, gallery, anybody?
I pretty much nailed it.
Thank you, Brett.
Succinct. I don't tune into ice skating to hear Troy and Joe.
Exactly! If I would for a laugh.
They would, too, for at least part of it.
Joe Buck could do it, but Troy Aikman talking about,
I don't know, Joe.
Yeah. That camel twist wasn't as good as I thought it should have been.
Oh, they nailed that sow cow.
Yeah, what the f*** is a sow cow? Yeah, I would love to watch it just because he would be honest about not knowing anything. But I don't, yeah, I don't need Bert Blyleven and, you know, Len Casper calling my figure skating. I need a homosexual and a woman to call that. That's the only way it works for me. Do I want, okay, do I want John and Brady to do the next Olympic gymnastics? No, we don't know anything about it. We can't do it. No, 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 Brady, you can't do it. No, you're not athletic.
Ready to roll.
No,
Brady, no. I could do that. I'd be good at it.
All you'd hear is,
whoa, what was that? She's limber.
Look at the ass on that. Oh, I'm sorry, we're back.
Yeah, fired.
She's 16. I didn't know. All the Chinese, they all look the same. Like the 30-year-olds look like the 12-year-olds.
You can't say that either.
God damn it. This is hard. I'm going to call football. Yeah, anyway. So just, you know, food for thought. And actually, I'm right. So people will get mad. But hey, John, will you do your impression of Tom Brenneman doing figure skating?
Oh, no.
Welcome back to NBC on Ice. I'm Tom Brenneman, and we are here. Columbus, Ohio, the capital of the world, has moved right into our arena. Yeah, I don't think that would be a good idea. Yeah, it's like Homer Simpson said. I like my beer cold and my homosexuals flaming. That's silly. But people get mad at me. I'll get emails. And I'm willing to take that heat. That's fine by me. Whatever. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
All right. On the Action Ride Shop board, we've got Devil Driver, System of a Down, Mudvayne, Black Label Society, Prodigy making an appearance. Steel Panther, Trivium, Sepultura.
I love a Sepultura.
Refuse Resist.
We haven't played Refuse Resist for a while. Let's get that one in there.
All right.
It's been a little bit. That's a good one. Comes up every once in a while. Might as well do it. Anyway.
I had one thought on the diversity thing and the referee deal. It would have been interesting because if they're going out of their way and saying the diversity, they need that.
Yeah.
If we found out that in the past they wouldn't hire black people.
Right. Well, that is true in the past they wouldn't, but we're way past that. You know?
I don't care if you're black or...
if that's still going on, then you have a point. But
I think it's time that most of us normal people stood up and said, I've never cared.
Yeah. I don't care if you're black, white. Yeah, if you're wearing the stripes, I hate you.
I hate you.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with your skin color. You're going to wreck the game. So you have potential to ruin this game. I hate you, referees. But yeah, I'm with you on that. And I think it's time that these fringe people finally got shut up and us normal people finally started to step up and go, I've never cared what color you are. I've never cared. If you're a decent person to me, I'll be decent to you. Otherwise, if you're a dick, I'll be a dick back. And if you want to make that about what color I am or I make it about what, then we're jerks in the first place. But outside of that, I've never cared. Ever. I don't care. Everybody's an asshole until they prove me wrong. I've lived my life with that philosophy the whole time. And I hope you think the same of me. This guy's probably a dick. Let's see what he's got. I prove you wrong. I win you over. We're gold. Benefit of the doubt comes after someone's proven himself. I don't get it. But yeah, I'm with you, Brett. I think referees being... it could be a woman, too. The only thing I think about with that is when they get plowed out on the field. And you're like,
really?
Well, not like that.
Oh, okay.
See, I think about that, too. But like when, you know...
there was a...
when they get stomped on and then they're like, why is she even out there?
Well, that's her...
in the defense on Sunday, it might have been the Ravens. No, it wasn't the Ravens game. But there was a girl on the field.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I've always seen them on the...
yeah.
Doing the sideline stuff.
Well, it was the Jacksonville game with the Packers where the ref got in the way.
Yep.
And actually kind of blocked for a kick return. I don't know. If that was a girl, he might have gotten stomped on.
That's part of the job, though.
Right.
You take that risk.
Right. But I don't want to hear it afterwards.
No, 100%.
You get blasted out there. I don't want to hear people, why in the world was this a... you can get killed out there with those dudes. They're huge. I wouldn't stand out there without... I don't know how those old men do it.
Yeah, quick slant
I don't like
pass.
Seeing those old men stand. I'm like, here are these younger referees. I don't want old dudes standing. Remember that one guy, Walt Jockety or whatever his name was, this old man, used to stand right in the thick of it, and he'd get plastered. He's bleeding. He'd stand right back up. I'm like, we got to get him off the field. This guy's going to get killed. I don't want to see that. I got no pads on. Just old man bones.
There's always, it used to be in the past, it was like 80 plus holding the yard mark, or the down mark, and then that guy's loud.
And they can't get out of the way. Yeah, they've moved the cameramen back a little bit because they were getting their their cannons shoved right into their faces too often, breaking noses. Anyway, just stop it. Just keep it normal. Quit bringing it up. Whatever happens, happens. I'm fine with it.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.